This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Fahim. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good afternoon. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. We're proud to be on station AM 590, The Answer, the Inland Empire's leading talk station. Now, to the listener, you can always reach myself or my colleagues at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, with any personal questions that you may have. Give us a call at any time. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We are fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money as well, but we specialize in comprehensive financial planning. And a lot of people have questions about that. You know, are you by the hour? What does that mean? Is it one-time cost? Well, I always say it depends. You know, it's like, hey, how much does it cost to buy a house? Well, I don't know. Where's the house? Is the house going to be in up in the high desert in the middle of nowhere off a major city? Or is it going to be in Orange County on the water? You know, it's different for real estate. So it's different. It depends on what you want. If you want a simple question answer, just give us a call. We'll answer it. But if it's more complicated where you want to figure out what you need to do for retirement, how can you reduce your taxes? What's the best Social Security strategies? What else can you do to reduce the risk that you're taking, lowering the cost, and increase your overall diversification? If it's those type of things, well, yeah. The answer is it depends. I don't know. We charge by the hour most of the time. We try to bid the job. But guess what? Forget all of that right now. What we're doing is offering a free financial assessment where we can help answer questions in regards to real estate, cash flow analysis, where you are today, how retirement looks like, how much you need to save for retirement, what's the target rate of return that you need, taxes, how to reduce taxes in retirement. Also looking at investments, making sure you're properly diversified, not taking on too much risk, avoiding high fees and commissions, and estate planning and insurance as well. Now, here's the thing. We don't sell insurance, we don't do taxes, and we don't do trusts, okay? But we pride ourselves in being specialists in these things. Now, some people need help with that. Also, for people that miss some shows. I've been getting this a lot, and I don't broadcast this because I want people listening to the show all the time live, but you can listen to this on podcasts. We do have podcasts. Just search More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's the only title that's out there. You can get all of our podcasts that we have. I think they upload 11 at a time, so you'll get the past 2.5 months and subscribe to it. We talk about all important things of personal finance, and to our active listeners out there, just keep in mind that it's always new information. I know a lot of the things that I say is the same. Avoid high commission salespeople, avoid high commission products, and making sure you take control of taxes, the risk that you're taking, and keeping fees low. That's our claim to fame. So I just want to make sure that you could take full advantage of this through our podcast. It doesn't matter if you have Samsung or iTunes. Obviously, you have Apple. iTunes is easy to subscribe to it. The other way, I think you have to download some app. But you can have access to us all the time, not just from 5 to 5:30. So keep that in mind. Now, for folks that are needing help with their financial situations, okay, here's the thing. I get this a lot. Should I hire an advisor? Okay, well, what do you mean? Well, should I pay somebody to help me with my finances? Okay, well, what do you mean? And they're like, what do you mean to you? What do you mean? Should I hire you? I go, well, the question is not should you hire me, it's if you need help. The answer is yes, you need help. Well, then we go to step two. The question you should be asking of if you should hire an advisor is how are they compensated? What do you mean? Well, stop saying that. All right, so these are the things you need to figure out. Before you even want to hire somebody, you got to figure out how are they compensated? If somebody says, oh, you don't pay me, you know, the insurance company pays me. Hey, okay, back up. That doesn't make sense. No one's going to help you for free. You need to understand that nobody will ever help you for free, ever. Okay. Doesn't work that way. There's a reason the biggest buildings downtown have high financial services on there. They're all, you know, the Merrill Lynch's, Morgan Stanley's, Goldman Sachs's, all the big banks out there. Yeah, because they make money off the investments. Okay. So you have to ask that. So the questions I ask is, how are you compensated? So there's three main ways. Well, actually make it even simpler. There's two main ways. People who make money from commissions by selling your product. Okay. That's one. So ask them, are you making a commission from this? And if they get squirmy or don't give you straight, it's either yes or no. And if they say yes, at least you know you're dealing with someone honest. I'm not against someone getting a commission. I just want them to be honest. Now, if they say yes, I like to say, hey, you're in 2016, in 21st century, I think you don't have to be paying commissions these days. So that's my comment to that. But if they say no, then say, how are you compensated? And if they say that they're getting a salary, say, are you a fiduciary? All of these are steps to figure out the type of person you are working with. By the way, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. We're on every weekend. So we're talking about the questions to ask when you want to get an advisor, and if it makes sense, if you even need an advisor, which we'll get to that question a little bit later, if you need an advisor. So you're asking, how are they compensated? Commission-based, they're going to say either yes, which means they're honest, but then now you know you don't have to do business with them. You go somewhere else. You can save a lot of money not dealing with someone who's commission-based. Or if they're not commission-based, then those are called either fee-based advisors or fee-only advisors. Now, a fee-only advisor is the most transparent type of advisor you can have. Fee-only. You want to avoid commissions. A fee-only means they do not get any commissions at any kind, which means they cannot offer or sell any type of product. Zero conflict of interest. That's what you want. Now, if you deal with a fee-based advisor, this is sticky because some are good and some are not. You can ask, is there any type of commissions you make of any kind? Even if you refer me to an insurance person, even if you offer this, is there no way that you can get commissions? And are you, yet again, a fiduciary? That's important. You need to ask that question, folks. So vital. A fiduciary. What is that? I mentioned that twice already. A fiduciary is somebody who's legally obligated, legally liable to do what's in your best interest. Those are the type of people you want to work with. You don't want to deal with somebody who gets compensated from selling you junk. That's how a lot of those free dinner seminars are. Almost all free dinner seminars. They're not free dinners. They're trying to sell you a product. Most of the time, it's some real estate crap, some annuity, or some other commission-based investment that you want to avoid. Hence why they need to entice you with a free dinner to tell you about guarantee this or retirement income for life. It's crap. It's complete crap. Don't fall for it. If you need help identifying to making sure you haven't been sold something in the past and you can still get out of it, if you need help making sure that you can ask the right questions for a proper financial advisor, if you're working with the right financial advisor, if you want to see how much you're paying for the products because they never disclosed it to you, by the way, if you don't know how much you're paying, then there's a huge conflict of interest. There's a huge issue. There's a huge problem because it should have been disclosed to you. So you want to make sure that's not you. But if you need help with that, if you need want to make sure you just get a second opinion, we can help with that. We are offering a free financial assessment. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We can help you understand your current situation, not just who you're working for, but how much are you paying, what type of advisor they are, and if it's truly in your best interest. There's very few fee-only advisors out there, folks. Very, very few. And we can help make sure that we're doing, putting you in the right direction of make sure you're doing the right thing. And unfortunately, advisors out there, all they care about is selling and managing money. Okay. So you want to make sure that you're dealing with the right people. Now, with that being said, back to our original point, and if you should hire an advisor, the question is, what type of help do you need? Because here's the thing. I would say everybody needs an advisor. Everybody needs somebody that can look at their overall situation. see if they're ready for retirement, understanding the pensions, the retirements that they get, the debts that they have, their taxes, their tax rates, their tax situation, their Social Security, taking a look at their investments, making sure they're properly invested, and their estate planning and insurance. This is comprehensive financial planning. And people don't like to do this because you get paid less than the commission-based guys and you're doing 10 times the work. You get paid 1/10 of what they get paid and you're getting 10 times more work. Who wants that? Exactly. That's why Wall Street incentivizes brokers to sell you junk. It's less work and they get paid much more. And sadly, they invest much, much, much money in marketing material to get you to sign up with them, whether that's free dinner seminars, whether that's these commercials, whether it's these logos on big buildings or on billboards. It's to get you to do business with them because you feel they're safe, because they're at their corner of your bank or they're at their credit union or wherever, and you feel comfortable because you banked with them for 10, 20 years, or you know them because they were referred to your by your father or a family member. But guess what? Times have changed, especially in the past 15 years. The industry is changing. The Department of Labor has changed the law, making it illegal for people to not act in your best interest. So people who are not fiduciaries, sadly, it's only for retirement accounts. And it's April of 2017 when it takes effect. So there's still time for people to sell you a bunch of crap. So just please be aware. And if you need help, if you actually need financial help, which we'll talk about after this break we have coming up, of when it makes sense to hire an advisor, as I'm preluding, there always makes sense, but it's the type of relationship you have. We can help you with that at no cost for a free financial assessment to point you in the right direction, whether it's us or somebody else. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Folks, we're going to talk a lot more about this, but we're going to take a short break and we're going to go over ways to understand who you're working with and what to do with your financial planner. Stay with us. This is Gabriel Shane, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. We hope you're enjoying the show, going over all things in personal finance. Every week, we go over taxes, Social Security, retirement planning, investments, ways to protect you from what's out there. If you need help with that anytime, or what we're talking about sounds like you, we are offering a free financial assessment that can help relate this show to your personal situation. We are offering that for free at no cost. Give us a call at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the rest of the show. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host. More knowledge, more wealth here on AM 590, The Answer. We're here every weekend going over all important information, all the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Today, we're talking about your advisor, making sure they're the proper fit if you need to hire them. Now, here's the thing. If you there's a difference between an advisor, technically you can call yourself whatever you want, investment consultant, financial advisor, financial planner, wealth advisor, they're all this, it doesn't matter. They can call themselves whatever they want. The regulatory body does not regulate what people call themselves. So you want to see what benefits, what services are they doing on top of investment management? Because all everybody wants to do is manage money. That's why at our firm, we have a financial planning division and an investment management division, because people who hire us, we help them so they could do it on their own. But more importantly, we give them help of how they could save money on taxes, what proper strategies that they could do for retirement, for Social Security, when they can retire, how much they need to save for retirement to get to their goal, and making sure they're reducing the fees that they're currently paying on their investments, and making sure they're properly allocated, reducing the risk, and making sure they're properly insured or protected through estate planning if, God forbid, anything happens. That's what we help people with. So you want to make sure, is the person, have they even looked at your tax returns? Have they ever looked at your trust? Have they ever helped in any way, shape, or form of your full financial situation, or if they're managing just your money? If the answer is they're just managing money, then yes, you don't need them. I would fire them, because you could do just that at some other low-cost place like Vanguard, Schwab, or TD Ameritrade, or whatever, some of these discount brokers. You don't need to pay somebody that's not doing anything for you. If you need help to figure out if that's the type of advisor you have, if you want help to see if you actually need full help, or maybe you just need investments, which I highly doubt, if you need help with that, that's what we can do. If anything, get a double check, get a pat on the back, making sure you're doing everything right. We are offering a free financial assessment. It's a $500 offer. We can do that for you. Just to make sure you're on track, you're doing the right things, and there's no opportunities you are missing. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. So we're talking about when it makes sense to get an advisor. So yes, managing money is one piece of it. So on average, people are 1% they charge, okay? So if you have $100,000, these people get paid $1,000 a year. That's the type of advisor you want. That's it. That's the only way they get compensated, not of the products that they offer or anything else. Sadly, people are paying that 1% on top of maybe a mutual fund that they're investing you in that also charges 1%. So why are you paying that other person 1%? Just buy the mutual funds and you don't need the advisor. Because most of these people are not doing additional investment strategies, and I see it all the time. And make sure you're not getting commission sold to you on top of the 1%. It's sad. I see this all the time. So number one, how are they compensated? You want to make sure if they're taking a percentage, are they getting compensated any other way? That's number one. Number two, you want to see the investments they have you in have any fees in it. Because some mutual funds have costs. So now you're paying 1% plus another 1%? Number two, you want to make sure you're properly invested. If they're getting you in individual stocks and they're market timers, I don't know if that's the best strategy for you. I'm going to say it's not, because they're claiming they can do better than the market. And they're probably showing you this history that they've done really well. But data has shown that nobody has been consistently able to outperform the markets or time the market by choosing individual stocks or timing the market. It's just, anybody claims they do is crazy. Or lying to you, one of the two. So you want to make sure that's not you. Okay? So the question that we have is, okay, if they're paying somebody 1%, they better be doing better than 1%. Or if they lose money, do they still get paid? Well, you're still paying that mutual fund. It's the same thing. So you want to make sure you're getting a customized advice, a proactive approach to your investment management. Because here's the thing. And investment management is just the easiest part about it. At our firm, that's the easiest part. We have a globally diversified portfolio that we stay proactive on our clients due to market volatility. We love market volatility. We love it. It gives additional opportunities to take advantage of market fluctuation. We love that, and you should love that too. So because we do that on a daily basis, and a lot of people would probably just rebalance on an annual basis, or if they're really good, quarterly basis, well, a lot of things happen within a three-month period. So yes, there could be merit to hiring an advisor. But that's an easy part to it. The other parts are making sure if you're on track for retirement, making sure that you're saving in the right account, making sure that you get your target rate of return, not taking more risks than you need to. Making sure you can get questions answered like retiring early or when to take Social Security, whether 62, 70, 66, 67, and if there's any strategies available to you, like we've talked about in the show before. Taxes, what tax strategies are available? Where should you save your money? What tax deductions are available to you? Making sure that nobody made any mistakes on your taxes. Just because you have a CPA, enrolled agent, or tax preparer doesn't mean they can't make mistakes. We see it all the time, and we're absolutely crazy. Making sure you're properly invested and so on. Avoiding high fees and commissions. It's more than just investments. It's everything else that I talked about, including making sure your insurance is, maybe you're overinsured or underinsured, is getting that opinion along with estate planning. That's the services that you need. I think that's well worth a roughly 1% to 1.5% fee, because it's comprehensive and it's a lot more than what your mutual fund's doing. That you can't pick up the phone and call your mutual fund company. I don't know what the advisor's doing putting you in a mutual fund. He can't. He's not managing anything. The mutual fund manager is doing anything. He's doing everything. Just absolutely ridiculous. By the way, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. We're on every weekend. So now we're going to, when does it make sense to hire an advisor? And if you have all the questions answered that you have through your advisor and they are a fiduciary who's legally obligated to do what's in your best interest, that's a great thing. But sadly, not everybody has that. You want a fee-only advisor. That's what you want, a fee-only advisor. I've never met a fee-based advisor that told me why they're not fee-only. The only reason they're not is because they can get commissioned somewhere in the back end. Yes, they disclose it, but why would you even do it? That's my point. I still don't, never had anybody say that. Because fee-only advisors still can get a percentage off the management. They still can get 1%. They just offer ongoing financial planning and they don't sell any product. So I use this analogy. I had a client tell me this a few years back. And then he hired us for financial planning. We gave him all the strategies. We told him, here you go. And he goes, you know, I want to retain you guys. I want you guys to do it for me. So then what we did, now we meet with him 3 to 4 times a year. And we implemented his plan. We're implementing all the strategies on his behalf. And, you know, let's just say it's 1% is what he's paying. Okay. So he has $100,000. Okay. And he gave me this analogy. He goes, I said, you want to do this on your own? And he goes, I want to retain you guys. Okay. I go, okay, good. So now you have us long term. He goes, this is the way I look at it. He's, of course, a restaurant owner. So everything to him, he relates to a restaurant. He tells me this, Gabriel, I have a restaurant. I make $100,000 a year. But I have to come in at 4 a.m. and sweep everything up. I have to prepare everything. Then I have to be the hostess to greet the people. Then I'm also the waiter that helps take their orders. Then I'm also the cook that cooks their food. Then at the end of the night, I have to clean everything. Then I have to do the accounting books and everything. And it's $100,000 a year is what I make. I said, wow, that's a lot of work. He goes, yep. Or I can make $99,000 a year. I said, okay. He goes, yeah, I come in at 10 and I leave at 2. I only work 4 hours and I have somebody else that cleans in the morning, somebody else that opens up the restaurant, somebody else that's the hostess, somebody else that's the waiter, somebody else that's the cook, somebody else that does the taxes, the accounting, the payroll, and closing up the store, all for 1%. And I said, wow, that is a powerful comment that you've made. And it's just having somebody that you could give everything to, delegate everything to, that can help with your overall financial situation. That's what we do at Falcon Wealth Planning. We are a fee-only financial planning firm. We sell no products. We get no commissions. If you want help with your situation, if you want a second opinion, if you want to make sure the person that you're working with is a fiduciary, is doing what's in your best interest and seeing your strategies, we are offering a full free financial assessment. That's a $500 offer. We're offering it to you for free. All you have to do is give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help make sure that you are on track for retirement. We can help make sure you are not making any mistakes. We can help make sure that you're not overpaying on your investments, that the advisor you currently have, whether you have one or not, that you are not paying high costs, fees, commissions. And if there are ways to save you money, we got those answers because you do this on an occasional basis. We do this on a daily basis. You go through retirement once in your life. We go through it 20 times to 30 times a month with our clients. We can help your situation. Give us a call. Our free financial assessment could be perfect sense for you. Now is the time to act, folks. If you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? You don't get a financial assessment when you're retired. You get a financial assessment before you retire so you can do all the right things in retirement. Our phone number for this free financial assessment is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON. Like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. As we close out our show, my goodness, that was a fast 30 minutes. We want to thank you for tuning in this weekend. You can always reach myself or my colleagues with any questions that you have at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, with any financial questions that you have, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Call us. We'll have a personal, confidential conversation. Tune in every weekend as we go over all important topics of personal finance. Our goal is to give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. You can always visit us on iTunes or Samsung. You can go and get our podcast where you can always listen to the show through our podcast at no cost. We want to thank you for listening. We want you to enjoy your afternoon. Have a great week, and God bless.